up quickly. I missed a little talk up there. So just tell me whatever you said up there.
Oh, I just talked about how we have the triple threat of Fed. You got Festival St. Thomas, Mid Festival St. Croix, Carnival St. Thomas, and in St. John as well, two festivals. No other place have that. Trinidad right. have one Carnival, right. Antigua, Junkanoo, one Bahamas, right. one August, one in the BBI. Right. You know, there's three times for us to celebrate. You know, and it's good that we celebrate the living and the dead.
Right.
You know, flowers while you're living for Dr. Stanley Bill, because he is the doctor, he was an honorary doctor. And Lena Sutherland, who has been the Sutherland part of our community for so many years. Yeah. From shoreline to schools, yeah. if you're in a session, be sure to see the Salt of celebrating or watching for the people of the Virgin Islands. And last night, just pray for the safety, for God for the safety of our village. So our children walk here, our seniors come and enjoy. Every single college child that came down here, whether from trade school or you visited from here, that you get to be able to return to your home in the States or your school in the States. So,
awesome. You're dealing with that center of a situation with the carnival committee and all that stuff?
Well, there's no situation to deal with, really. We got the money. They don't. I mean, it's like, right, I keep telling people from the beginning, I don't really argue with people who don't have the resources.
Yeah, yeah.
We have the ability to issue permits.
Yeah.
We have all of the funds.
Exactly.
We, you know, I'm trying to get to an amicable place. I think the best case scenario, we run it just like how we have the act there. We have a board, the government, get a majority position on the board, and then the rest are randomly selected out throughout by the people.
Yeah.
And then we come together, we run the same kind of a committee, but now we have the transparency, and we have the accountability for the money and the funds that we put in.
So you're working on something as it relates
yeah,
to
yeah, we are currently, I mean, you're going to get exclusive on this, but we were working their bylaws because they gave us a proposal that a lot of people weren't too happy about on my team, but I think it's really fair to say no, it's a counter-proposal, so we're doing that at this time, and we should have something for them. Excellent. They said they were going to sue me, so I was waiting for that to happen.
They never come true.
No, they ain't come true. No.
As it relates to the crime, Gov, we've had five homicides, 5 days in St. Thomas. This is the season here.
Yeah.
Any heightened presence with police?
Well,
any different?
Well, you know, we preempted it, and maybe, I hope we didn't put a jinx on ourselves, because 2 weeks before we actually came out and talked about the VI Crime Initiative and the heightened awareness. We now have support from all of the other law enforcement agencies going out on the street. But there's a lot of random violence mixed in there, and it's very hard to control some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is try to make sure that big events are safe, and that we are following up on all these leads now, that when we hear shots in the neighborhood, we have our policemen going out there and knocking on doors to ask people if they've seen anything.
Right.
I think, you know, it's generally our responsibility to keep the people of the Virgin Islands safe, but we need a little help and cooperation from the public.
Excellent.
Because it's ridiculous now.
Yes, it's out of control.
It is.
When we're doing our interview,
let me know.
Okay.
The state of the territories are 13, so maybe that week.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. You want it after or before?
After
the state. Yeah.
So we just
yes. Safe season.
Hey, all right. Thank you, man.